Case, please.
First case is case number 11-427, application of Jeffrey S. Bryan and Michelle V. Bryan. Site is located on the south side of Palmer Avenue and 88 feet east of Route 1 Coastal Highway and south of Dewey Beach, and being lots 22 and 24 Block A within Rehoboth Indian Beach, with a 911 address of 26 Palmer Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 23.06, parcel 101, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 29.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for existing steps, landing, a deck, and a dwelling. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm William Schaub. I'm here on behalf of the Bryans. This is Mr. Bryan. He and his wife recently purchased the property. We see a lot of unusual situations here, but I think this one's even kind of unusual.
All right.
Of unusual ones. You have with the application the survey that was done just before the settlement was done.
Excuse me, is he going to be testified? He needs to go over and be sworn in if he would, please. I'm sorry to stop you, then we'll.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Jeffrey S. Bryan.
I'll pass, ma'am.
This is 26 Palmer Avenue, Dewey Beach, and the permanent residence of 5629 Newington Road in Bethesda, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right.
As stated in the application, the survey was done just before the settlement was held, and it shows that the front steps and deck on this home are less than 1 foot from the true front property line of this property. The settlement itself was unusual because, whereas sometimes when these things are found, buyers and sellers can negotiate how to deal with it, in this case that could not be the case. This was what's called a short sale. The sellers of the property, who actually had owned since 1977, owed much more than they were getting for the property. So it was basically their bank we had to deal with, and they really couldn't care less about variances in Sussex County. So the Bryans basically had to just say they would go ahead with the sale and rely on the good graces of this board for the variance. Let me back up. The DeFores were the name of the people who previously owned the property. They bought it in 1977. To the best that we can tell, the home pre-existed 1969. So when it was built, it was actually sitting on the ground. It's four or five houses from the ocean, but it was sitting at ground level. 1993, they came in to the county and got permission to raise the house to comply with the then existing flood insurance requirements, and to add, because now the house that was sitting on the ground was now elevated, they of course had to get into it, so they got a building permit to add a deck and some steps. Then several months later, came back in and got another building permit to add more decks. The issue is a fairly typical one. The building permits, of course, said how far things had to be from property lines. Well, the house itself that pre-existed zoning was 17 feet from the property line before the decks were added. They got permission to add a 12-foot deck on the front of their property. Therefore, they had a non-conforming, but legal non-conforming home, which then became not illegal. It violated zoning by virtue of the fact that, at least at that time, the county didn't require surveys to be brought in after the people did the work or before to show what the property was going to look like. So, in essence, they couldn't add their first deck. I don't even know the issue. I'm not even sure they could raise it. If they turned a non-conforming, legal non-conforming into illegal by raising it alone, but that issue aside, they had no room onto which to add a deck, either one of those. In preparation for this hearing, we got some pictures that I have given to the board. And the first picture shows the actual width of the pavement on Palmer Avenue, which I should have measured it, but I didn't, so it's 10 feet or 12 feet. But you can see in that picture there's a white car, corner of a white car. That is the Bryan's car, and that is their house, as you can see tucked in the right-hand corner. The next picture is taken from standing on the paved street looking at the house, and you can see that vast expanse of area. And you can see next door to the left a house which is similarly situated, landscaping and the like, all in that area. Well, all of that area between the house and the pavement is road. Palmer Avenue, for reasons no one knows historically, is 70 feet wide. Yet the pavement is 10 or 12. So historically, in Indian Beach, which is where this is, if you look at the third picture, you will see, this is a Google map, that every house on the south side of Palmer Avenue is situated the same in relation to Palmer Avenue, meaning they are all about equidistant from the pavement, but they are all built right on the actual front property line, their actual front property line. And I can only guess it's because everyone had that big expanse of grass. Everyone has just always used it for landscaping, for driveways, and the like. But in fact, the actual house in this case sits
right on
10 inches from the property line.
Wow.
But so does every other house on that side of the street. Obviously, this is not an issue that the Bryans or anyone else on that street could deal with, because they would have to take their house down. That's the only way this could be resolved. If they took all their steps and decks, they wouldn't have steps and decks to get to the house that has to be elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So they are here, because of that, asking for them to be able to leave their house just as it is, and as it has been since 1993. The house before 1969, but the decks, the raising, all since 1993. Mr. Bryan, you have been sworn. You were aware of these problems just before you purchased the house, is that correct?
Just before, correct.
Is there anything you could have done then or now to correct these issues so we wouldn't be here for a variance?
Nope, there's nothing.
Would you be able to get in your house if you removed the decks and steps?
No, not without a ladder.
And have you had conversations with the Homeowners Association about this issue?
Yes. When we put in for the variance, I let the property manager know that we were having a hearing, and what the nature of the hearing was, that it was to basically preserve the house as it is currently, that we had no intention of moving with this request for a variance any more than what, and ensuring any more than what we currently have, and assuring the Homeowners Association that we understood there are certain guidelines and rules, and there are county guidelines and rules on what you can do and can't do when it comes to actually building, but we just want to maintain the house as it is right now. So I let the property manager know. She was very appreciative and very relieved. She said the homeowners would be very happy that you're not doing anything out of school for them, and she was very appreciative that I called.
Does the homeowners agree with your predicament that you're in?
I've talked with a number of my neighbors who were, their first question is, what are you doing? And I said, I'm not doing anything. They said, oh, okay, fine. So there wasn't, I had three homeowner representatives call to congratulate us on the purchase and joining the homeowners and wanting to make sure that I understood what all the rules were as it relates to the architectural committee and applying for building rights and things of that sort. And I assured them I did, that I was not exercising that at this point in time.
Okay.
Members of the board, I don't have any other presentation or any other evidence. You have the survey, you have the pictures, there's a letter with the application. It kind of is what I said before. I think this is certainly a classic example where a variance should be granted. Incredibly unique situation, I think. I mean, I think just the picture alone shows how unique it all is.
Right.
Wasn't caused by the Bryans. There isn't anything less they can do. They have a house as it is, and they just want to keep it that way. They can't change it. They would have to well, substantially renovate it, possibly take it down, just to comply with the present ordinances. It doesn't adversely affect any local properties, because you can see from the picture they're all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I did not check to see if anyone else has ever on that street obtained this same variance. I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
But so again, I think we meet the standards for the variance, and we ask that it be granted.
Right. Well, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board at this time? We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Do you have any further
questions?
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have no questions at this time. Mr. Sharp?
I just have two. Have you heard anything, any plans that you're aware of for the road to be expanded?
I am unaware of any plans for it to be extended.
If I could answer that, too. Indian Beach is a little quaint oceanside community, and the road's probably too wide as it is for many of the people in Indian Beach, because it's a very, very private community, and everyone likes to keep it that way.
And Mr. Bryan, did you hear the statements by Mr. Schaub that he made to the board?
I did.
Do you affirm those as true and correct?
They are true and correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,427. I believe the applicant has definitely met the standards for granting a variance. There is a uniqueness to this property, as it shows, also shows on the survey. You can see that all the homes are right up on that right-of-way there, I guess by the same amount, if he's saying it lines up. And also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. The hardship to remove those steps would create a big hardship, I believe. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. As so stated, most of the people that are in that neighborhood are under the same situation. And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,427. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,427 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.